of the empty parking lot of the star where they let me play the organ. I'm waiting for my ride, but I want to wait inside the star where they let me play the organ. But I'm thinking of a wooden chair in the room at the top of the stair, and I'm looking down the stairwell at the vanishing door in the top of the star. Let me take you there. The dotted line surrounding the mind of a self called nowhere. There's a thing named in a bottomless pit. You can't see it there. The sunken head lies in the bed of a self called garage to make room for the tarzan garage. I'm looking for my car, but I must have sold my car when I needed to buy an electric organ. But I'm thinking of a wooden chair in the room at the top of the stair, and I'm looking down the stairwell at the vanishing dawn in the middle of the spot. Let me take you there. The dotted line surrounding the mind of the self called nowhere. It's a thing named it in the bottom of the pit. You can't see it there. The sunken head that lies in the bed of the self called.
It's Thursday, and I'm Chick.
He's drunk.
I'm not drunk.
He's working on being drunk.
I'm not either. This is.
I wouldn't call that work. But yeah, that's a hobby.
He's playing it. Being
with me tonight are Riff and Hot Stuff.
Hello.
Feel like it's been a while since I did a show. That's because it's been a while. Whoa. Possessed. Laser prayer.
It's been even longer while since I've done a show.
Yeah, you haven't done a show since San Diego, huh?
I think that's true.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Yet more tired.
I see.
I've been in Las Vegas for the past 4 days.
Not doing anything fun, mind you, with hookers or...
Yeah, no, we...
Poker or poker with hookers.
I went to a single restaurant once. That was it.
Where'd you go?
To a place called Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah. It was a... Was high-end place
in a casino?
No, it wasn't actually. It was just in a strip mall. It was just this Indian restaurant. It was like we went in and
like woo woo Indian or red dot Indian.
Red dot. And it's not woo woo.
Oh, feather, it's a feather red dot. Woo woo or beady beady.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's I can only say this because I have both Native American and like you know Indian friends.
Oh, I thought you were going to say blood coursing through your veins.
No.
Or at least semen coursing through
in
your veins.
In any case, it was, we went inside, and we were the only white people there, which was nice. It was pretty full, and it was all Indian.
Oh, so now you're saying you hate white people. You racist.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. The Pretentious Artist and I were in Vegas trying to hawk his wares.
So, you were the only white person there.
Oh, that's right, because he's totally Mexican.
He's Mexican.
Yeah, it was great. I felt very minoritized.
Did you get a sunburn from the fluorescent lights?
But, yeah, we didn't ever go to a single casino or gamble once.
That sucks. You didn't even, like, play slot machines at the...
No.
I was going to say at the airport where you...
Didn't go to.
For them.
Drove a truck into the airport.
Yeah.
They look really... they frown upon people driving cars into airports.
Yes. I would imagine that's true. Oh.
So we need drive-through slot machines.
Oh, I'm sure they exist somewhere. There's drive-through wedding chapels. So.
Oh, man. It'd be cool if they made a slot machine that you drove your car into and then played the slot machine... And a nicer car would fall out if you won. But if you lost, you just had to walk home.
It's like the coin. You drive into the coin slot.
Yeah.
Get out of your car.
Yeah.
Come out. Pull a giant lever.
Yeah, like a crane. You just have a crane.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
There are a lot of questions because there hasn't been a show for a week. Istanbul says, red plastic oyster eggs, only available on one day of the KOL year, heal 35 to 40 hit points, and are only usable in combat.
I think we did not flesh the questions after Monday's show, because that sounds familiar.
You did a Monday show?
Yeah.
Okay. What day was Monday? Monday was the 27th. So I'm going to go down. Yeah, there are all these questions on the 27th. I'm going to flush before... There is one of my little flush links in between the last 27th and the first 28th question.
Rock on.
All right.
Okay, so. Madeline says, in random news, this isn't really something too important, but could you add a message when you pulverize an antique? Like, say, the battered antique smashes into powder in one hit. Narrative justification makes everything better.
I mean, it's already specially handled, right?
Yeah, so, sure.
You say that, but... What's going to make it happen?
I don't know. I could do it now while you guys read a question.
I could open a wiki thread and make notes of things you said you were going to do.
That's also possible. How do you even pronounce this? Skajive? Skajive? Maybe the SK and
maybe I should open the questions so
and
that I can
A are all silent and it's just Eve. All right, Eve. Why is there no rain in Spain on the nearby plains? Partially because there's no Spain in the nearby plains. I don't think. Is there a little Spain?
Is that like a little Italy?
That's kind of what I was thinking, but it doesn't really flow as well as little Italy.
Mm.
The code that handles the code that handles the antiques also handles the Knowlish auto plunger.
Huh.
What happens if you smash a Nola's Rondo Plunger?
You get worthless powder.
It has to, because you can buy it.
Right.
Or buy the parts thereof. Well, I mean, the auto plungers in general are kind of a piece of crap.
There's also special handling in here for Crovax. I could probably remove that.
What?
Especially since he doesn't have smashing anymore.
How did that
happen? He somehow his ascension fucked up and he didn't save the skill. Huh. So he's got to ascend again and then ascend again as a seal clever.
Huh.
Dope.
Yeah.
And presumably he wants it left that way. Man, why is our game so buggy?
I don't know.
It's not. It's just that it was buggy for like 15 minutes following the rollout of MS-13. And
there are still a couple people that are in a crap situation because of that, and we need to figure out how to help them.
Yeah.
And I don't actually know how to help them because I don't know the best way to go about those kind of things.
Well, what we need to do is actually start working again.
Yeah. We've kind of taken a hiatus for a little while.
I moved to a new house, and I've just been very, very... slowly and casually unpacking and sending things. Not that it hasn't been a lot of work, but...
You've been fighting off Scropions.
That's true.
Scropions?
We were up to... We stopped counting at like 22 or 23 Scropions. We went to PAX, which was fun. and came back from PAX, and there was the cat fighting a scorpion in the downstairs room that night. And then I went around with the black light. Turns out, actually seeing some, they just glow this incredible, like, yellow under a black. You can see them
awesome.
Across the room.
They're like neon.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's crazy.
You go to a rave and throw a bunch of them out on the floor?
That would be cool. went into the other downstairs room, and there were two fairly fresh scorpion corpses, or scorpses, as I like to call them.
You started getting a display now.
Yeah.
Bodies.
Yeah. Well, the wife has taken a photography class, and we want to. Can you take a picture of stuff? If you shine a black light on something and then take a picture of it, will it show up the way that?
Yes, sort of. It depends. It's complicated, right? Because our eyes do all kinds of weird things to adjust color. Like, our eyes do all sorts of weird white balancing, for example, right? We look at something outside and we see a shirt is white. We come inside, we still see it as white, even though it's two different colors.
Like the way a tungsten light bulb is orange light, even though it looks to us like things are white.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, there's all kinds of things that the brain does. So, will you take a photograph of it and have the photograph look like you see it? Not necessarily. Will it still glow? Yeah.
So if you turn out the lights, will it glow? To the extreme, does it rock the mic like a vandal?
Yo.
That's why I have a little Tupperware box with black construction paper in the bottom with a little row of scorpion corpses. Yeah, it's cool. the baby ones don't glow nearly as much.
Oh,
which
that's weird.
And baby scorpions are fucking just tiny. Like, that, we found a couple more in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Just ones that are like, I don't understand how it is that my wife can see these things, because she'll be like, look, there's a scorpion. I'm like, where? Right there. Where? Like, in the sort of grout trench, there is a scorpion that is like 3/4 of a centimeter from claws to tail.
What would happen if one of those stung you?
I don't know. I don't know that it would be possible for one of those to sting you, right? Because, like, how long...
Oh, by the way, the one dangerous species of scorpion in North America
is the species that my house is obsessed with. It's obsessed. The one that my house is, in fact, obsessed with. That my house is infested with. and Uncle Festered with. But, yeah, bark scorpions.
Yeah.
And their bite is worse.
Yeah, than their name.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I did too.
You were talking about getting back to working.
No, yeah. We're talking about baby scorpions.
Yeah, but that was after. It led to that.
What? Yeah, no, I said that you'd been battling scorpions.
That's true. That's what I've been doing. and apparently...
Mr. Skullhead's been house shopping and...
Yeah, he was off. He was off yonder for a good long while. I had one week where I was coming into work. I had those two Mondays chock full of trivial updates.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, we just need to get back in gear.
Yeah,
I've been tomorrow.
I've been pushing out a good 6-7 hour days working on this calendar.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I can. When that's finished, I can translate that into work spending 6-7 hour days working on.
You have
on
just added
course.
More days to the week. Because that could have solved all kinds of problems.
No, I just added 6 hours to every every day, and
that works pretty well.
Yeah.
Foggy says, does fighting an underboss in the war, e.g. Monty, eliminate a certain group of soldiers? There's anecdotal evidence so far that fighting the next-gen frat boy makes the fighting 151st go away, and fighting Monty seems to make the tanks go away. Also, is there a reason most of Monty's messages are blank? Huh. It could have been that Scully just forgot to write most of Monty's messages. No, there is no such mechanism. I think that's the RNG messing with your head.
Messages. Wow.
he
has no critical.
Uh-huh.
And he has one hit and miss.
Wow. Nuts.
Yeah.
We should make a note of that for Skizzle.
Alright. Done. Design.
Jump the Shark says, how come the only song that bagpipers know how to play is Amazing Grace?
That's not true at all. Unless they play it really slowly and I don't recognize it. I've heard all kinds of other music coming out of bagpipes. But it tends to be kind of long, drawn-out notes.
AkAkF47 says, could a children's meal of the damned be dropped from Lord Spooky Raven's children? No. You know what I meant to do was to put in all of the Spooky Raven family as semi-rare encounters in Spooky Raven Manor.
Someone was asking about that last week, if we were going to see the other family members.
Yeah. We'd have to come up with drops for them. Maybe eye drops. We don't have any eye drops in the game, do we?
No, not any significant quantity. There might be like one.
Bob221 says, will you play Blue Oyster Cult? No, sorry. Malinstur says, why do bottles of wine only give one drunkenness? Do you pour a glass and throw the rest away? No. I mean, I can drink about 15 bottles of wine before I get falling down drunk in real life. Can't you guys?
I don't ever fall down when I'm drunk. I will occasionally lay down and then watch the room spin, which is kind of awesome. But
Max Vance points out something kind of funny that I'm not going to read because it would be all spoiler-rific. Max Vance says, has anyone gotten the Slice and Dice trophy since MS-13? No, I actually forgot to change that.
Okay,
Blizzbob says, does Rage of the Reindeer actually increase melee damage even more against bearded opponents, or is that just a bit of play in the description? It'd be funny if it was increase versus giants.
We could we could put another field in the monster spindler that says has a beard, the same way we've got is round in the item spindler.
So you guys are not reading that question. We now have someone who's gonna, that's cool. Alright, never mind. That's good. Nothing. Sometimes not reading something is better than reading something.
Well, I mean, he'll try it, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Which is not to say that he wouldn't have been trying it anyway.
That's true.
Jump the Shark says, I was in a dollar store yesterday, and I bought a pack of 250 bendy straws, because I figured straws are straws, and it must be pretty hard to make bad straws. Well, I guess it has been done. I poured a glass of soda and sucked the straw in. After about 2 minutes, I was just kind of chewing on the straw, and my straw just somehow shattered, lodging tiny pieces of plastic inside my lip. Never buy straws from a dollar store.
Well, why were you chewing on it?
Yeah, and I mean, were they like hard plastic? How could you even shatter?
I don't know.
Are you sure they weren't glass bendy swizzle sticks?
Maybe they were bendy applicators. 250 for a dollar. That means that they are less than a penny each, like a halfpenny, less than a halfpenny, and you got to be able to build something with them that would be worth more than a dollar. I'm just trying to think of some sort of real life exploit here. That
right, where you could just make an infinite amount of money by building stuff out of straws from the dollar store. Spaz Attack says, did you see? Lake of Boating is now up to 69%.
It's been 69% for like...
No, it was at 67 for a long time.
Okay. I love how we're like eagerly watching that progress bar.
I don't know. Maybe it hasn't been. Maybe 69 is there.
It's going to get to 100, and he's going to post a thing that says, the progress bar is finished. Now for the progress bar of game advancement.
there's a list of all the stuff that's done, which I guess I guess what they wanted to do was to just build the entire game before letting anyone play it, which
is part of the progress bar going to be beta testing, you think?
I don't know. Maybe they're not planning on doing a beta. I wonder if the people working on this game still play KOL.
I wonder.
Istanbul says, I know you said you were pretty much done with the leaflet, but I would like to see one interface upgrade, the ability to place semicolons between commands. So rather than typing one command, waiting for the screen, typing another, waiting for the screen, etc., you could type something like north, semicolon, east, and have the game let you go north, then north, then east, in just one string of commands and one loaded screen. That would require a pretty significant recode to the way that the leaflet works. It could be done, And, you know, I'm sure that it would, it would allow you to get the pinky ring using Grease Monkey in only one page load. But I don't, you know.
I used to write a script that would go through for me.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Why are people the way that they are?
Why do we do this to ourselves? I don't know. That was back when we were testing Ascension and didn't have tools for it. So, like, when I was ascending 20 times in a day, I didn't want to have to go through that manually every time.
Right. I should have given you some tools.
Yeah, well, you know, we were young and foolish then.
That's true.
We're foolish now.
Frank N. Beans points out, it looks like Teleportitis can allow you to go to the Noob Cave and acquire a pile of shiny pebbles when you've already completed the tutorial quest. You can do that without Teleportitis, I think. There's something broken with the...
some people can get it more than once, but some people can't.
Well, really?
The shiny pebbles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
What's the difference?
That's weird.
Maybe you can just actually... You know what it is maybe you can... Just that remote form submit to the Noob Cave.
No, you can adventure in a Noob Cave, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure nothing stops you from going there.
Oh. What am I thinking of?
Mm.
I don't know.
I mean, I believe that...
The Dire Warren?
The releasing of the new Teleportitis code, the new zone availability code, out into the public, pointed out all of the extant and new remote form submission vulnerabilities, and I believe that they are all fixed. I believe that every single one of them is fixed.
Yeah, because you can always go in the new cave. The pile of shiny pebbles, though, is weird, right? Because some people have been able to get it more than once, and some people, because it should only be a one-time thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. It should be, but I don't know. I mean, I probably just fucked up the...
Can you get it once for Ascension? Does it not set a perma flag?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay.
You're talking to me as though...
You know what's going on?
Yeah. Noob Cave. Let's see. Pile of shiny pebbles. Exclude if flag found pebbles is set to 1. When adventure fires, set flag found pebbles to 1. Okay, you could get it again if you've ascended, basically. Huh.
Well, you know.
But no, you can't. That's weird. You should never get it if turns played is less than 3. Oh, right. You never find it if your turns played is less than 3. So, never mind. Yeah. I mean, I guess I should just give a perma flag, but it's not really worth a flag, right? Like, it's...
You know why Phoenix Wizard hasn't been working on... No, what am I thinking of? Never mind. I'm gonna shut up now.
Yeah, you are.
God, I am terrible at...
I don't think you actually at BMB because of NS13.
Yeah. Well, there's a complicated question here. Coming up.
Is there now?
Yeah.
Trek Terp says, if Bad Moon Ascension tattoos are added, will they be given retroactively to people who have already done a couple BM runs?
We're not gonna. They're hardcore runs.
I was thinking about doing Bad Moon tattoos.
Oh, you were? I thought you had decided against it. That's why
I don't know. Maybe I decide all kinds of things and then forget about it.
You could just make Roman numerals with, like, flames coming out of them or something.
Yeah, we could make Roman numerals that are animated the same way that the brimstone gear is animated. Ha ha, stuff.
I'm a terrible person.
Does anybody have any of the brimstone? They surely do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they actually using it out in the wild? Or is everyone who is playing Bad Moon in another Bad Moon run?
I don't know. Out in the wild.
Preenquizer says, can you confirm or deny whether a block of the undiscovered trophies are class-specific? No. I think it is a coincidence. I think that there is... a block of 5 undiscovered trophies, and then a block of 1 undiscovered trophy that might make people think that there's a block of 6 undiscovered trophies. I haven't been paying attention to what trophies have been found. I don't actually know if the ones that I'm thinking of have been found or not.
There's so many.
I'm not even sure I know. I mean, obviously there's 7.
A lot of them you don't know. Yeah, a lot of the trophies I think I just did without telling anyone what they were. Because I had like a day where I'm just, all right, I'm going to do these 20 trophies. It was while I was in San Diego, and that day sucked giant ass balls.
So nobody actually got a chance to test them. So it's possible that they're impossible to get.
It is. It is actually possible that they are impossible to get. The ones that I'm thinking of, those five, it is so unlikely that anybody would ever just stumble onto one, at the very least. Only if somebody was just trying to do kind of some weird trick would they find it.
Yeah.
So
there are 9 empty slots in the table of trophies they have on the wiki.
There are 8 empty slots in the Ice Cold 6-pack.
Yep.
Yep. Or the Ice Cold.
Wow, so there are more than 7 undiscovered trophies. In fact, I would go so far as to say that there are 16 undiscovered trophies.
Might be more than that if there are any above number 67.
Vaginal Blood Fart says, "Hey, why is the image for the adventure where you receive a bomb in the small pyramid the sad face painting? It's a good thing, unless you're the one about to be bombed."
If you're about to get bombed, there could still be a good thing.
Narked.
No art.
What?
No art. Yeah. No pick. It's Nopic.
Nopic.
Noart is the, no art is when...
It's intentionally...
Yeah, it's when there is intentionally no art. So that it doesn't show up on the no-pick reports that I get. The problem is that doesn't show up on the no-pick report that I get because it's hard-coded. The stuff that you see when you go down in the bottom level of the pyramid. We need to discuss, because I am beginning to think that maybe people's complaints have some merit to them about the pyramid.
It being
boring. And
what's boring about it?
Tedious.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I think that we could do it. We could preserve the puzzle that we were so pleased with. The thing is, the puzzle that we designed is very much a point-and-click adventure game puzzle rather than an MMO puzzle, you know?
Mm.
And as such, replayability is fairly limited. Right, so what I would like to do is I would like to come up with some more... You know what we ought to work on? Something that would be fun for us all to work on as a group before Scully heads out is that pirate revamp thing that I discussed. I feel like... Because it's kind of like, you know, a little thing that's like... it's probably about as much content as the Wormwood, you know?
Mm.
And if we just kind of sat and did that, we could crank that out in a week.
I mean,
it would make people super happy.
The pyramid could be made more fun by more stuff happening while you're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, well, kind of what I was thinking was doing things a little differently, maybe. I don't know. Like, I thought that some of this would be solved by having the, you can either go up top for item drops or down below for you know, non-combat to make it happen. I don't, you know, a lot of people have suggested make the ratchet run the wheel backwards, right, which basically forces you, if you're optimizing, to go in both ways, but it also makes the puzzle trivial to solve.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. That makes, yeah.
So I'm okay with you having to trigger that event 10 times, one way or another, but it would be more interesting, I feel like, if there were some things in there that maybe sent you out elsewhere, you know, so that doing that, although they can't really, where are they going to send you? You're sort of done with everything else in level 11 by that point. One thing is we don't have any optional level 11 content anymore. You know, there are no zones that are just there.
Yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff in the works is the problem.
Yeah. There's always
stuff in the works.
Yeah, there's always stuff in the works. I mean, that's the thing. We can't let it. I don't know. I feel like maybe having... It might be neat if there were just some, like, mysteries to solve in there. You know, you'd get an adventure, choice adventure that would maybe allow you to get a handful of ratchets, or you could get the opportunity to go to some other zone to get something cool that might help you, or, you know, a...
Kicking the balls?
Yeah, kicking the balls. Thank you for your constructive...
Well, I mean, usually you have one negative option, right?
Right, okay. So get 3 ratchets, go on a cool quest, get kicked in the balls. That's your options.
Sounds good to me. And you don't know which one is kicking the balls.
Right, it's randomized per ascension, and you only get one chance.
Yeah.
Basically just like a 3-sided coin flip.
aura.
All coins that eclipse are three-sided.
That's true. That's true.
As long as the kicking the balls is the edge, I think people will be okay with it.
Bari says, I got teleportitis into camp, logging camp, and I'm a muscle sign, so, man, damn it.
That sucks.
Chrissy Lynn says, there's something wrong with the staff of the walk-in freezer. I've had two of them just disappear from my inventory. It didn't blow up or anything, it just vanished when I changed outfits. One minute it's there, the next it's gone. This hasn't happened with any of my other chef states. What's up?
I don't believe
outfit changing code screwing up somehow.
I don't think so. It's no different than any other weapon. Inferno Hero says, a few more attack messages for the Turtle Tamer's epic weapon. I have to put Scully on that.
Do you want to put that in the list?
Sure.
Alright.
The World is Square says, we have the best blank white card. It's called Trap Card, and it's blank except for some text reading. Trap Card, you can't do that. It stops anything. Except Admiral Ackbar. Akakak47 says, can you increase drop rates of knob sausages? I'm doing a muscle run, and it's too easy to get the other stuff for reagent potions. I don't know if that's necessary. Mr. Skullhead, are you getting Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii? I pre-ordered it already. It are going to be great. I will probably buy Guitar Hero 2 for the PS2, because I already own guitars for the PS2. However, I, having seen it at PAX, am going to have to buy Rock Band.
What's Rock Band?
It is Guitar Hero plus Drums Hero plus
what?
Karaoke Hero.
Drums Hero?
Yeah, it's drums. Okay, basically, the set that is the game, the drums, and the microphone is like $200. And it works with regular Guitar Hero guitars, but only the ones for the Xbox 360. So, and I don't know, the guys from the minibuses, this was fucking cool. PAX was fun because we went with the minibuses who got us these guest passes that just allowed us to go into the exhibition hall before. I got to play Metroid Prime 3
Sweet.
Corruption.
Is it good?
It's okay. It was surprisingly easy to get used to moving around like first person shooter style with the nunchuck and the thing that I refuse to call a Wiimote. Anyway, but they played Rock Band, and I don't know. They claim both advantages and disadvantages of the guitars over Guitar Hero guitars. The fret buttons are flush with the neck and with each other, so you can slide your hand down the frets. There's also an additional set of fret buttons higher up on the neck for you to do the wheedly, wheedly, wheedly solos, even though they're functionally identical to the... I don't know, like, it doesn't know which ones you're using, so it can't possibly be, like, an advantage to doing that. It's
kind of
funny.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's like there is a drum part, which... Okay, there is a drum part, and Nirvana's In Bloom is one of the songs on the song list, so that is something that always makes me smack my steering wheel during the... that part of the song anyway, so I'm just Creep. Radiohead Creep is on the track list. There is a lot of stuff.
How did I get these songs?
I don't know, man. It's harmonics. It's the guys that made Guitar Hero 1. It's what they're doing now.
I
right?
See.
You know,
wait, Guitar Hero 2 is
yeah,
not
Yeah, they did not make Guitar Hero 2, and they're not working on Guitar Hero 3. Like they.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so... Guitar Hero 3, I saw a few things that were a little bit exciting to me on the track list, and, you know, I'll buy it, because, you know, like I said, I'll buy it for the PS2, because I already have the controllers, and it's like, and I'll do the same thing that I did with Guitar Hero 2, you know, I'll start playing it on Expert, I will play up to the point where I can't beat another song, and then I will just put it down forever. That's exactly what happened. I tried maybe 5-6 times to beat fucking Crossroads on Expert, and just could never do it, so, but, they said that, they said that Rock Band was fun, and the two of them that are, like, real drummers said that the drums are surprisingly satisfying.
Huh. So, but, I mean, do you need two friends to play Rock
I mean,
Band?
You can play individual parts of it, right? Okay. And just have the... Have
you can
computer
all three computer. People can play at the
four
same time.
Four people can play at the same time. The guitar, one? Bass, oh, drums, bass. And sing. Yeah.
God.
And it's got the like, Karaoke Revolution-style singing thing, which, you know...
Dissatisfying.
Yeah,
so, isn't it? I mean, like, not that I sing or whatever, but just the idea that you have to, it's more like pitch.
Yeah.
And holding it for the right amount of time as opposed to actually singing well.
Yeah,
but I've heard it reads, or it somehow, it's not just, you can't just hum in it. They've worked out some way to recognize, I don't know, like, I expect it doesn't do, like, detailed phonemes, but it knows that you're doing reasonably appropriate sounds.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting. Anyway, so I have to buy that. It's going to be exciting.
Do you know what platforms they're doing it for?
Xbox 360, I think, and PS3, probably.
Okay.
Hey, but you have a PS3.
I do.
You got a PS3.
But it just kind of... Does the PS3 take PS2 controllers?
No.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
It takes them and throws them out.
It just kind of sucks that... It's like, okay, you know, you can use these guitars, but only if you bought Guitar Hero 2 for the Xbox 360. I almost bought it. I was almost willing to buy another copy of Guitar Hero 2 and two more guitars for the 360 because of the whole downloadable songs thing, until the downloadable songs were just so ridiculously expensive that
how
I was
much
just...
are they?
I feel like they were like $3 or $4 a song.
Wow. You can buy a song on iTunes for cheaper than that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, it was just, you know, it was at the point where I was like, you know what, like, I'm just decided that I'm going to vote with my dollars here and not pick this up. Yeah. I haven't looked at it in a while, and I might be wrong about the amount, but it was retarded, to be sure. yeah. I didn't really get to play. Oh, you know what I played at PAX was that Eye of Judgment game. Have you ever seen anything about that?
I saw people playing it at Comic-Con.
I saw a poster for it at Comic-Con.
It's like this camera that hooks up to your PS3 and points down at this cloth mat where you play a trading card game, and then on the screen it shows you animations of the stuff that's going on during your trading card game and, like, keeps track of your unit's hit points and stuff.
Oh, okay. I saw people playing a trading card game in front of a poster. I didn't realize they were playing the game.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was... I don't know.
That's weird.
You know, I'm glad that I played the demo, but it's just not...
Why? This is like, do you remember those games where, or the TV shows where you could, like, shoot the screen?
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all?
No.
There were TV shows where you could get a little gun and you could, like, shoot at the screen during a TV show. I don't remember exactly how it worked.
I think the screen would, like, flash certain patterns of light that the gun could read. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't remember... Because it couldn't change the way that the TV show went.
Right.
But I don't remember, like, how that was satisfying as a game. Mm. But, like...
I would imagine not.
Well, that's what I'm saying with the trading card game. Like, who cares what's going on the screen?
Kids who watch Yu-Gi-Oh! And wish that their cards really turned into giant dragons when they played.
If there was any actual sort of characterization... associated with, then fine. I mean, it was just a bunch of like, all right, now there's these six identical elf priestesses sitting in this square. Like, the game was interesting as a card game, I guess. I mean, it's, you know, sort of half card game, half board game, but it was like, you know, my wife played a card where you gain 2 mana, and it was like about a 20 or 25 second cutscene about gaining 2 mana. And like, yeah, that's... It's like a card game plus everything I hate about modern video games. You know, just these sort of, like, trumped up, super important seeming cutscenes that end in a single point of damage being dealt with a scathing critique of Final Fantasy VII on Weeble and Bob.
I liked watching the Disney game. I like watching Phoenix play that.
Kingdom Hearts. Yeah.
Like, that was... It was a Kingdom Hearts 2. Like
it was Kingdom Hearts 2, yeah.
And, like, there were just, you know, abundant cutscenes in that.
Yeah. That's why I stopped. I bought the first one from the discount rack because Scully told me it was good, and I just quit playing it because I just couldn't handle the cut. Because, you know, it'd be one thing if the cutscenes didn't have fucking Donald Duck in them. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, that was a weird choice.
Yeah,
to have those characters. But, like, watching someone play it and not playing it was pretty satisfying.
Yeah.
I think I think I would get annoyed by the disruption between playing for a while and then just having to sit there for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But when you're just watching somebody, it's okay. So maybe, but I feel like that's what they want. They want there's a serious desire to have people making their own movies, and that's kind of what you're doing when you're playing a game like that, you know.
Because user created content is the future.
Yeah. That's the problem, is we just don't understand.
We don't understand.
It's possible.
Effendi Ataturk says, how many references are about Emeril Lagasse? It's just not funny anymore.
Sure it is.
Are you saying that Emeril Lagasse is dead?
Bam!
you got my Bela Lugosi. Lady of the Lake says, from the talk about Super Smash Brothers, as a competitive smasher, I found that the best players only play maybe an hour every day, if that. And Mrs. Skullhead is right. Ice Twins from the talk about Super... No. Ice Twins are great to use for Super Smash Brothers Melee. I like Pikachu for SSB, and I love Riff in general.
Oh, shucks. Well, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're very nice.
Maybe you do.
Yeah, maybe.
Lady of the Lake is a very mysterious persona. Watery tart throwing swords at people.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Huh, I saw a question here. Do you think that's real?
I don't know. I can look it up, or we can remember to do it after the show instead of letting people listen to us type.
Space Wolf says, have you heard that Gears of War is coming out on PC and Mac in about 4 months? Hooray! That.
What?
Sorry. I just pulled some shit out.
What happened, man?
I had something playing that was creating some sound, and then my headphone cable was stuck to my belt.
Were we not actually talking in your phone?
No, we were.
This whole time?
We were. No. Somebody would have told us.
maybe they just prefer that now. They don't actually want to hear us.
I think I could actually use a early music break to take what my people refer to as a piss. What was I going to play? Someday Might Be Giants. Some random stuff off Miscellaneous Tea. How about? So there's 3 minutes of that. And I'll sink Manhattan. And I got on the Sullen Moon. And then it's not my birthday. Wow, these songs are all really short. Alright, we'll see you in a few minutes.
I could never see my way to the top. To find a life I'd always lift me right up. And since my options have been whittled away, I surf and bargain with my radio DJ. I said I'd like this song to be number one. He said I'd really, really like to help you, my son. And then I knew that I would have him to thank, because he asked me how much I had in the bank. He said the thing loves term investment, and then all the others that were given the sound. He said the net reward would justify the dilemma that they made of their life. He said the record wouldn't have to be hot, and no one ever seemed to care this night. It would depend on something else that I got, and not the other ones who given it a shot. I've seen a modest sum grow geometrically, and then they have forgiven themselves, because the next reward is justified, the colossum that they made of their lives. Hey, Mr. DJ, I thought you said we had a deal. I thought you said, you scratch my back and I'll scratch your head. And I thought you said we had a deal. We'll be right back.
Sink Manhattan, right under the sea. I'll find the sweetest spot to watch as it goes away. You were so happy with the things that you said. Like he's my lower half, you laugh, but you're gonna find a river of tiny tears flow from your crackers' eyes. Too late to apologize, I say, as flood waters rise. I'll sink Manhattan, I'll sacrifice friends. I think they'd understand my plan. I'll never be sure. I've got a message, so before I get through, I'll find your answering machine and I'll sink it first. Burn your forget-me-not and if the true love can die. No, I won't apologize, my love, just kiss me
with your hand on the knob, looking up in a drop. You forget what you're thinking, fire alarms go off in your head. You live in the nightgown of the sullen moon. Now the windows lean into the room. In the nightgown of the sullen moon. Drug trip is not a drug trip, so you feel a bit insulted. Spacewalk is like a spacewalk with the corresponding way. Lost in your nothing but air, with your hand in the air, and your shoelaces tied up together with care. There's a feeling of boredom, of the big whoredom, following dressing up in the nightgown of the sun and moon. How the windows lean into the room.
your head is on the moon. Well, the rain falls down without my help. I'm afraid and my lungs get wet, though I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hoop that I'll never see that recipe again. As I walk, I think about a new way to walk. As I think, I'm using up the time left to think. And this train keeps rolling off the track, trying to act like something else, trying to go where it's been uninvited. It's not my birthday, it's not today, it's not my birthday. So why do you lunge out of me? When the word comes down, nevermore will be around. Though I wish you were there, I was less than we could bear. And I'm not the only dust my mother raised. So I'm rattling the bars around this drink tank. Discreetly I should pour through the keyhole or evaporate completely. There'd be no percentage and there'd be no proof. And the sound upon the roof is only water. And the rain falls down without my help, I'm afraid. And my lungs is wet, so I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hook that I'll never see that recipe again. It's not my birthday, it's not today, it's not my birthday. So why do you lunch at me? When the word comes down, nevermore will be around. So I wish you were there, I was better than you could bear. And I'm not the only dust my mother raised. I am not the only dust my mother raised.
There has been a spacecraft sighted, flying high above the sky. Sirens declare there's one among us from Venus.
Yeah, it's gross from here too.
Yeah, I don't care about Gears of War. To answer your question, that's so hard. I also just very much suck at video games.
Is it supposed to be a play on words or a double entendre where it's like being crushed in the machinery of war and also you get to play with guns? Is that what the title's all about?
Getting to play with guns.
Gears of War? Isn't it like a first-person shooter game?
Yeah, it is. How is that a play on words, though?
Okay, well, it's like a double entendre.
How?
Okay, so...
Isn't a double entendre inherently a...
The two different meanings?
No.
Okay, so
I'm apparently missing one of the meanings that you're talking about.
The gears, like the guns and the weapons of war.
Oh, like gear.
Yeah.
But I would never have... I don't know that that's ever referred to as gears. Grab your gears. Grab your gears.
So
let's go fix
so single
this clockwork on machinery. Then sure. I don't know, dude.
So the initiative just—it should have been the gear of war.
I see. I mean, the logo is like a gear, and
I hate you.
And there's also. Pussy Willow says, I have the perfect idea on how to stop players from using the volleyball. After every 20 adventures, a mysterious black-cloaked man comes up to you and shoots you in the neck. You lose all the stats you got from the volleyball, or perhaps he could shoot your familiar, which renders it useless till rollover. How about that? Why does he have to be black? I mean...
Wow. Yeah.
Is that some sort of, like, jungle dart thing, or, like... What's... Yeah, that would definitely stop people from using volleyballs. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. New nerf. Every volleyball type familiar. Every 20
involves
turns.
Involves assassination.
If you use it for more than 20 turns, you lose. Madeline says, Degrassi Null just says, you should not be here when you don't have enough main stat. Fix, please. Does it? That'd be of a spindler. Degrassi. It does say you should not be here. Riff, write something funny for why you can't get into that.
Yeah.
There are so many things that I was so happy about in that particular field of that table that now that there are real reasons for you to get into every zone nobody ever sees anymore.
Yeah.
Like the frat house. About how they could get in all kinds of trouble if the cops found out they were letting underage kids drink there. And, there's a few others.
Because that's hilarious.
One about the shiver running down your spine and then running everywhere else. And then the Limerick Dungeon, there's that crone that talks about how you'll get owned. I don't think it actually is how you'll get owned.
Croned.
At the entrance, you're stopped by a crone who smiles and says, my, how you've grown. But you'll need to be tougher, lest ye surely suffer a terrible fate in this zone.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see?
That's right.
That's an entire limerick. An entire limerick.
That's unused.
Yeah. Dread Pirate Roberts 1 says, for my sanity, can you please remember to upload the shows? I had to use the POD cast for my last, and goddamn, I hate iTunes. For the last. The last one I didn't have a copy of, but yeah, I'll upload this one before I leave. You're telling me no that I... No,
no, I was shaking my head because I was trying to get the extra bit of yawn out.
I see. You weren't trying to... talk about iTunes not totally sucking giant amounts of cock.
Hey, let's read another question.
I've decided that I'm going to get an iPhone, which means I'm going to have to use iTunes to, like, call people or something.
Yeah. As long as I don't have to... Whenever I call you, I'm going to have to run iTunes on my computer, wait 45 minutes for it to load, 45 minutes to adjust it. Fucking ID3.
And whenever my phone gets near your computer, it'll delete all of your songs.
Yeah, it'll just randomly swap out my on-the-go playlist. No, that's okay. I wasn't using that every day.
Okay, that particular behavior is a feature and is stupid. I'm going to grant you that.
XmoodX says, any chance of putting the message, bad luck and misfortune will infest your pathetic soul for all eternity into one of the fortune cookies? For Bad Moon, perhaps? It'd be funny if in Bad Moon all the fortune cookies had really horrible messages that they would give you.
And they virtually didn't give you everything you decide today will be wrong. from Dirk Gently.
I haven't read Dirk Gently in a long time.
I read Tea Time while I was gone this past week.
How was your trip?
It was all right.
Where was your trip?
It was not real exciting. Santa Fe, and I'm not particularly into Southwestern art or history or culture, so there wasn't a lot to do other than go to restaurants.
There's no such thing as Southwestern history. It was all just a bunch of ignorant savages before we got here, and that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, when did you move down to this
part? 91, I guess, is when I moved to the Southwest. So before that, I was pretty wild. I mean, we really, you know, we got here and we brought all those sharp logs to build a fort with, and we built it forthwith. That would have been funnier if I hadn't fucked it up.
With a forklift.
Yeah, with a forklift. Where'd they get those logs? Because seriously, there's no fucking trees out here. Like, they had to bring all those sharp logs with them.
There used to be trees. They turned them all into forts.
They turned them all into forts. My people use every part of the sharp log to extinguish the buffaloes. Beefalo. Angry Villager says, can you please implement... Can you please implement a way to disable the wheel in the Pyramid Adventure if you've completed the level 11 quest?
Doesn't it not take an adventure if you don't spin the wheel?
Yeah, I think you can elect to leave. And not,
you just don't want to get it at all, is what you're saying?
I mean, that's reasonable, because all it does now is let you get another bomb for whatever reason.
We should make something that you can do. Maybe you can... make friends with the rats.
Maybe you can make friends with the badger. I wonder if I have any dead milkmen on here. I do not. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, why is the basement spleen item, the barbell, worse than canned air, despite being much harder to get and having a higher level requirement? Is this intentional? I don't know. That was Hot Stuff's deal.
It's complicated.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not worse than canned air.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
It's not better either. It's sideways. It's different.
Oh, like an Asian girl's vagina. Oh, man. The minibuses have this friend who was all getting offended about Asian stereotypes, and I was not helping them at all. The first thing I did, and I was like, man, I was like, do I say that? Like, he goes into the exhibition hall and just immediately starts taking pictures, because that's what he was there for. He was there to, like, document this and, like, blog about it, and I was like, you know, you are doing nothing to combat these stereotypes. And I was like, I guess I really don't know you well enough to say that. He was a super nice guy, and he draws well. He got some kind of grant to do some sort of independent comic, and I saw him drawing a bunch of pictures of the guys on stage as they were doing the sound check. Watching a band do a sound check is not nearly as exciting as you would think.
You wouldn't
think it would be that exciting, but yeah, you're still wrong. it's still not even that cool.
I mean, I guess sometimes they have fun with them, right? But usually it's
just
boring.
I need more of me. I need less of him. I need more of me. I need more of me in this monitor. I need more of me in this. I need less of me in this monitor. More of him in that monitor. And yeah.
Wow. I just can't get enough of you.
Yeah. Sam AL says, "Hey guys, are there any plans to add new ultra rares? There is one new ultra rare that is waiting for Hot Stuff to do some artwork, and
fuck, I'm a terrible human being.
Yeah, I think I posted that in April.
Yeah, that's when I started sucking.
And that was I was gonna call the whole ultra rares thing done at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You still wouldn't. You didn't want it to be the thing that I. It's frustrating. Because I thought it should be a different equipment slot.
Yeah, but that just doesn't make any sense.
It's because you don't like the dictionary, is why.
No, it's because you don't understand which sense I mean it in.
I do, but yours doesn't make any. It doesn't actually make any sense.
That's just not true.
Whatever. We'll let the player be.
Yeah. And then Samael says, "You're doing a great job, by the way." Well, good. I'll keep it up. As you know, dusty bottles, which are easy to get and pretty cheap, have all but killed the market for advanced and superhuman cocktail crafting. Any plans to modify those DB skills? What I need to do is nerf the shit out of the dusty bottles.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen. So don't get to counting on those.
They need to be.
You should make a note of that.
Good, but not so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Blastodon says, "Greetings from London. Where can I buy a bottle of absinthe at a reasonable price here?" I think that would require you to be able to buy anything at a reasonable price anywhere in England, and that is a prerequisite that I don't think you're going to meet.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't... I guess we were basically getting... They were 30 pounds a bottle, right? Which was something equivalent to like a bottle of, you know, like middle of the road scotch there. Also, what's the best brand? The only one I've seen is Lafay, and they wanted 40 pounds.
That's what we drink.
Yeah, that's the only kind we're aware of, actually.
It's good stuff. It's quality.
I enjoy it. Yeah, I don't. I believe that I got a couple of bottles for 30 pounds each.
They're like 33 or 35 pounds off the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can order them slightly cheaper online from Lafay's website, but...
Go to Ealing, I guess. That's where we got ours, right? From a local...
Yeah, what was the name of that... What was the name of that liquor store? Good. Thrashers. They sell seizures and fitful sleeping pills in case you're sleeping too well and you want to sweat and writhe more. Let's see. Dr. Van Mojo says, "So, have you returned the damage-dealing ability of habanero and jalapeno sauce spheres yet?" I really thought so. If they're not dealing damage, it's because I have not actually fixed that yet. Creeping Crud also says, "Seriously, Frozen Hands is like the goggles in the sense that it does nothing." I looked at the code, man. It was right there, man. This laptop screen is messed up.
Sometimes things are not entirely obvious what they do.
Yeah, but people believe that Burning Hands does what it's supposed to do and Frozen Hands does not. Oh. And so if they know that Burning Hands is doing what it's supposed to be doing, there is a trivial way to check to see whether it's working or not. Not trivial to get, I don't remember how to get the effect. So here, I'm gonna try it.
All right.
What I can do is I can go to the give yourself an effect.
Nice.
Hot Stuff has assigned the Wikigasm item nerf the shit out of. give effect Frozen Hands. Frozen Hands, and I'm gonna check for CP parenthesis D cold bonus. Cold bonus. Cold bonus equals zero.
Something be broken.
Maybe something is broken. What is the effect ID on Frozen Hands?
Do you want me to look that up?
Oh, sure.
See, this is how we work here.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Wow, this code, man.
That would be 326.
326. Aha! Yep, there was totally a typo in there. instead of player cold bonus plus equals 11, it was just player cold bonus plus 11. So what do I need to build? All I need to build is fight. Okay. And all I need to push is fight. Okay, good deal. Thank you.
Problem solved.
When Dr. Van Mojo was, for fuck's sake, it takes so long to push scripts out.
And you already read.
Oh, man, this is problematic, too. This is going to break a lot of...
What?
Stalled. It is reporting stalled, trying to push this out.
Oh, because it's right after the rollover.
Yeah, the thing is, anybody executing this in the middle of this transfer is it's going to...
What does stalled even mean?
It was not getting the SCP job that the push script calls. It was not...
But it's going to keep going, right?
Yeah, no, it's going.
Okay. You know, pushing out code while the game is live probably causes all kinds of problems.
Yeah, not really.
Okay. Alright.
Tank 13 says, will there be prizes and stuff or what? No.
What?
Verax Flail says, hey, I was wondering what Asymmetric Publications is. I mean, I visited the website and it looks like a blog that hasn't been used for years. Is that what it is or was it more? No, it's just a blog that hasn't been used for years. And this game.
You know what term I heard for the first time like 3 or 4 days ago that I already hate?
What?
E-blast. Have you heard this before?
No.
Instead of sending out, like, okay, if I'm going to send out an email to a bunch of people, I'm apparently now sending an e-blast.
What?
Yeah, no, people apparently will ask you, did you get my e-blast? And then you punch them in the face.
Yeah.
Is what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, apparently this is becoming a thing, e-blast.
It's like I heard somebody on the news last week actually use the word blogosphere. What the fuck? That's CNN! They just said blogosphere on CNN. What the fuck?
Asymmetric Publications is a company. It's the company that provides Kingdom of Loathing to the world. To the world!
Mm-hmm.
it's gonna have more games someday.
Someday.
It's going to be great. The website will be getting a revamp eventually. It'll become a portal.
Kalatan says, also, how about taking the Devster clan off the leaderboards? Two clans are getting shafted from it. Oh, weird.
What?
I didn't even know there was a Devster clan.
Isn't it Xenophobe's clan?
Is it?
Yeah. They were all in his clan.
Yeah, aren't they in Omega?
Oh, well, we should... I don't know that we should so much... blacklist that clan from the leaderboards as just remove the members from that clan.
They were in there so that they could all do clan-related stuff.
Testing. I see. Play Havoc says, please, could you make the Valley Beyond the Orc Chasm have adding machines show up more, plus drop a scroll, perhaps? I like it the way it is. Big Baby Sweet says, hello, I've been playing this game for nearly 2 years. September 9th is my second KO anniversary. September 9th, man, never forget. I just wanted to say, I love this game and ask, what would Boris do? Have a great show, Big Baby Sweets. Thank you, Big Baby Sweets.
Boris would probably eat something.
SARS asks us to ease up on the mod's banning. It gets very ridiculous at times. I'm here to have fun. I mean,
well, so it's a fine is everybody line. Else.
Fine line that we got to skirt right between, you know, draconian enforcement and unlistenable chaos.
And the mods are also volunteers. You know, they're just trying to help out. So they, you know, every now and then something goes awry. I feel like they do a really good job in general. So,
Snow Rabbit says, question for them, will there ever be a fairy plus volleyball familiar? Well, there are a number of fairy plus volleyball familiars. They just have costs associated with them.
Like one costs $10 every turn.
Yeah, we should do that actually. We should make one that was fueled by Mr. Accessories.
at the rate of one per turn.
But it was a 500.
Mr. Exploiter.
500% volleyball.
5,000% volleyball. 5,000% fairy.
That'd be great.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, and then one that's only eats Mr. Exploiters.
I could use it twice.
You have two Mr. Exploiters?
Yeah, that got I had one and it got dupes in White Wednesday.
That's terrible.
Bryn23011 says, I have a illness that involves my neck glands so swell to massive sizes.
Okay.
And then links to a broken image.
Well, isn't it just because of the spaces?
Oh, you shut up.
No, maybe not.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't actually think so, because...
I think it just got truncated.
There's something got truncated, yeah. Well, I'm interested in an illness of that nature. Agent 57 says, hey guys, just wanted to say that your game is papayas. P-A-P-A-Y-A-S.
Nice.
Jordana says, it would be amusing if the black snake moaned every now and again. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Black snake moan?
What's black snake moan?
Look it up.
I don't want to.
It's a movie.
Okay. From 2006.
Yep.
Does it have any naked celebrities in it?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Is Justin Timberlake in it?
No.
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yes.
Really? Well, crap.
As Ronnie.
Huh.
Samuel L. Jackson as Lazarus.
Yeah, it's like the second movie in a series or something. I don't know much about it.
Snakes on a Plane?
No.
Well, it's got Samuel L. Jackson and snakes.
I don't.
Plot keywords, cigarette smoking.
Huh.
That's
what he's referring to, though, by the way.
Interestingly enough, the plot keywords for 200 cigarettes include snake smoking. I am Puna says, how come a scrumptious reagent will make three potions for a sorcerer, but a scrum diddlyumptious solution won't make three elemental sauces? Is this a bug or intentional?
Ugh.
Well, it's unintentional, but I don't think that it's bad. Although those things make
they make
potions. I think I just excluded the sauces.
Yeah.
Because since those, you know, really, there's no sense in having three times, assuming approximately the same number of sorcerers and pastamancers, there's no sense in having three times as many of those ingredients as there are noodles. Omgwal Nub asks me to sing Chrysom or Nub Lol and ignore Zeno if he gets pissed. Yeah. It's only fun when there's somebody getting angry about it and nobody in the room right now cares.
You could go into xenophobes.
I only get angry when you pronounce it nub instead of noob.
Where he's wiping in Serpentine Tavern.
That'd be funny, because he'd have to get up to hit me, and then he'd get kicked out of his new guild for going AFK at some crucial juncture. Minigate says, hey guys, have you seen the movie Eraserhead? I thought it was very interesting. I really liked it. What are your thoughts of the movie? I have never seen it.
It's a classic. Good movie. Yeah. It's very, very weird. It's not something... It's not... I wouldn't call it an enjoyable movie, but it's a very interesting movie.
It's like the early David Lynch stuff.
Yeah, it's like... It was like his second school thesis or something.
Or was it his first
movie? I don't know, yeah. It's his first major movie.
It came down to the choice between renting that or Tetsuo the Iron Man at one point.
That's
and
tough.
We rented
Tetsuo. Tetsuo is basically the Japanese Eraserhead.
TexMurph says, one of you is buzzing like an aggravated bee. Fix it before my brain explodes like something out of Scanners.
Wow.
Flocks. Maybe we're using the wrong AV cables.
That's a joke, exactly. Four people.
Amgulal Nub says, I found out recently that my mom had a black cat in college named Kunta Kitty. That's funny, because you know that cat's real name.
Dr. Kier says, hey, have any of you ever encountered an ultra rare? Not forced it, just naturally encountered when adventuring.
I did once.
Really?
Yeah. Remember?
No.
Right after we rolled out NS-13, I hit one.
During testing?
Like, yeah, when it was...
Yeah, when there was nobody else playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That JLE got a bunch, too. Right. Like...
What do you mean, a bunch?
Sailor Bowser says, I don't remember. I just remember him getting more than one. Sailor Bowser says, I think that the frat boy slash hippie wars and the cola wars would make for good spin-off games. Nah. I'd rather make an original game that no one will like. That's what people do in situations like this. They make another game that's like the game they really want to make, and then it sucks and nobody ever plays it.
Remember, you're not supposed to make games for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Never, ever, 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 ever make a game for yourself. That's one of the 792 rules of being a total douchebag fuckface. I mean, it's important to memorize all of those rules.
That's all right. He had a binder.
Enter the Wumpa says, after you defeat a protector spirit in the Hidden City, could the spot where the spirit used to occupy get an image change? Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to?
Yeah, it's supposed to just have, like, a empty space. Not an empty space, but, you know, like...
A broken image link.
Yeah, it's supposed to have a broken image link.
Okay.
Because New art. Minigate says, do you have any thoughts or speculations on the decrease of listeners to Radio KOL, and do you see any correlation to the amount of users logging into the game? There hasn't been any decrease in users logging into the game. I don't know what the deal is with Radio KOL. I haven't been paying much attention.
Apparently, Video KOL killed the Radio KOL star.
I see.
That's what I keep hearing.
So how is the new item of the month or familiar of the month coming? It's definitely in the being vaguely considered. That's...
Riff is designing the calendar so that we have extra days to work on it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't really affect the real calendar.
making a real calendar.
We're gonna do it tomorrow. We've got the seeds of an idea, and it's just a matter of coming up with something like good but not too good, you know. Nightmare says, I might have missed a question like this, but for everyone but Riff, how was Vegas, i.e. hot stuff? You did miss a question like this.
I don't understand how to parse that question.
Yeah, I don't either. Nightmare.
Vegas was really boring.
You're not making any goddamn sense.
It was like, I pride myself on like not having really been bored in years, and I got very close to being very bored because basically we had to be at our booth at this trade show for almost 10 hours, I think, a day, and. Mm-hmm. There were just stretches of, like, an hour would go by and nothing would happen.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well. Chunky Boo says, when approaching the knoll, it should say that as you approach it, you hear a gunshot. Ack 47 says, get an iPhone. I got one. It was everything I've ever wanted.
I mean, it really, like, I played with one for a good half hour or so in the Apple Store, and it was, like, I just kept being like, oh, this is cool.
Did you need to change your pants afterwards?
This is cool. No, I didn't. My one concern, actually, is the process of, like, transferring data back and forth. If I read an email on my iPhone, how does, like, what happens on my computer? Like, how does it know? Do I just not pull it off?
You still use POP3, man. Yeah. Like, you're gonna have synchronicity issues.
Well, I actually want to have my email on the computer. I don't want to have it in Google Mail.
Sure. Sure, Grandpa.
All right, well...
Email's dead anyway, Grandpa.
Fine, when the government comes knocking on your door because of your Gmail account, and all the dangerous information you have stored there.
Right. Ugh, motherfuckers. Man, so I flew to Seattle.
Yeah.
And, you know, just flew there, and it was fine. And on the way back, we get, like, stopped,
and our bag's gone through because we didn't put the fucking liquids in a goddamn plastic bag or whatever nonsense that I couldn't imagine that they were still actually doing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when nothing happened to us in Phoenix, I was like, oh, good. Sanity has finally prevailed, and you're allowed to take fucking shampoo on an airplane. But on the way back, I get hassled, and I'm like, you know, sorry, I didn't realize all of those rules were still in effect because they didn't hassle me on the way out of Phoenix. I guess I just got lucky. He said, or unlucky, if you think about how much safer it is when we're actually, you know, doing the searches that we're supposed to do. I'm like, yeah.
What are they talking
about? So basically, my wife had this, and this is another thing that makes me angry, this $60 bottle of face wash.
That they threw out?
No. That I had to go back through security and check a fucking bag rather than throwing out this face wash.
Wow.
Yeah. She was like, what if I dump something else out and pour half of this into the other container? Nope. The fact that the container is larger than 4 ounces was... So that, clearly, total bullshit. Because if you can't have an empty container larger than 4 ounces,
right,
then...
It frustrates me because there are so many possible things that you could do on a plane to cause havoc, and all of them involve, you know, just like simple stuff that you can carry onto a plane, and there's no way to screen all those out without just not letting people take luggage on the plane.
Right.
And all this does is just create an atmosphere of fear. It doesn't actually make it any safer, really.
Yep. I you know.
Taking off their shoes and having them x-rayed.
Yes.
Yeah, stupid
fucking nonsense. If I believed that there was even a ghost of a chance that any of this bullshit has ever saved a single life, has ever stopped a single incident from taking place,
yeah,
you know, then it would, I would be a lot more willing to deal with it and just shut up. But like, you know, that is just never going to fucking happen again. It is never going to happen again because there is now a more sensible attitude about what to do if somebody tries to hijack a plane. Fucking beat the shit out of them. Hit them with stuff until they're unconscious. And land the plane where it's supposed to go. As opposed to the, oh no, they might hurt somebody if we don't do what they say.
Yeah.
You know, no one is ever going to get away with that. I would say that... It is going to be at the point where airplanes are deprecated as technology before we become complacent enough again to ever allow something like that to happen.
Yeah.
And it's just... Ugh. I can't believe that this many years later... And I just wonder how much of it has to do with the current administration and how much of it will just relax when...
If you still say if? You know, who knows what this next election is going to be like. I think it's possible that
they'll vote in an extension of the term limit.
What is all this weird bullshit going on with the primary dates? Have you been following this at all?
Mm-hmm.
Like, state after state has been voting to move up their primary date, so that they get more attention or whatever from the various parties. And, like, the Republican and Democratic national parties have had, like, stipulated that you couldn't have a primary before February 2nd. And I think 3 states now have gone ahead and voted to have their primary in January, which means that Iowa and New Hampshire, because of the way that theirs is structured, is being pushed forward to possibly December. And like it all, the national parties are now threatening to not actually have the votes of the states that violated their rules count for anything. So like their caucuses will just be ignored; they'll all just be straw polls instead of actual votes for their candidates.
Huh.
Yeah, things are getting really weird in national politics.
You know, I wonder if it's not just time to institute my whole, you know, feudalism with aristocracy determined by SAT score plan. I just, you know, I would work on a farm that you ran. You would treat me fairly. And it's just, that'd be okay with me, you know?
I'd be trying to grow some kind of hydroponic,
crack.
Crack, yeah.
Awesome. But, you know, you could sell it to the Walmart collective, and their serfs would come and work for you, you know? Although I don't think that anybody in charge of Walmart probably would make that cut.
I mean, but then there's also the new elevated SAT score test scores.
But it's a relative measure, so, you know, it favors those with education. Oh, no! You mean our leaders will be educated?
But there's the whole the racial bias, right?
Which, you know, just look at Washington. There's no racial bias. It's a democracy.
Washington, D.C. is pretty diverse.
Well, sure.
The city, at least.
Yeah. Crime-ridden.
Apparently there's more violent crime in New Orleans now than there was before the hurricane.
Huh. I mean, is that surprising, though, that a sort of increase in desperation leads to an increase in violent crime?
I don't know. I don't know what the... I mean, there's all kinds of theories. Well, for one thing, the...
All the windows are broken, so that's how Giuliani would explain it.
New Orleans police department is still operating in trailers. They have, like, porta-potties instead of, like, any kind of facilities.
Huh.
Yeah. Apparently things are still pretty bad down there.
How many minutes of the war do you think you would have to divert funds from to rebuild New Orleans as a fucking stately pleasure dome? just
because, like, one,
know,
one day
ten,
is
ten
like
stories above where it used to be, just completely rebuild the city with emerald domes, with piles driven into the core of the earth to keep it solid. 15 minutes
and a hooker in every closet,
a hooker in every pot. some pot in every hooker. And yeah, a pipe in every crack.
When did this become a politics show?
Well, we ran out of questions, so we're like, I don't even know how I feel about the world, man. I used to think that McCain would save us, but he went fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think he realized he wasn't going to get any Republicans to vote for him, and so he just decided to go crazy.
I've been liking what I've been reading about Kucinich, but there's no way he's going to get the Democratic nomination.
You know, what I always said was that the only way we would end up with another fucking Republican president is if the Democrats managed to force it to be a choice between a woman and a black guy. Who no one in middle America will vote for either.
Yeah.
And that's
they'd,
what's
they'd
happen.
Be more likely to vote for the black guy, and he's the one that's less likely to win, because friggin' everybody hates Hillary. She's a joke. She's a walking political cartoon.
I like everything I know about Obama, except the fact that he fucking quit smoking because of the sort of pressure about it being political suicide. Like, why can't smoking just be regular suicide? Dr. Van Venmo just says, could Hot Stuff please explain how the Leopard Barbell isn't worse than Canned Air? In general, bonus stats are not as desirable as bonus adventures, particularly at high levels, where virtually everything you do with your extra adventures that's level appropriate will result in more stats than you get from the bonus stats item. You want to explain that, Hot Stuff? It's not really designed for high-level play, I don't think.
Eh.
You can pull it when you're out of canned air. That's... Underfoot says, what's slowing down the appearance of the new Hanks? Or was the Mason just messing with us? I don't know, ask Hot Stuff!
Okay,
it was Hot Stuff's idea to do a narrative event for the rollout of NS13, and I was all like, I don't want to, and he was all like, do it anyway, faggot, and I was like, I don't want to, I won't finish it, and he was like...
I want the engraving to cost 10 times as much as it did.
Okay.
That was, and then you were like, no, that's way too expensive. So now we have...
100,000 of them to go through and weed out all the stupid ones. Yeah, the thing, what I think I can do, and I kept meaning to do this, was what I need to do is collapse that table down into, you know, a, like a quantity field, right? So all the
blank ones, you know, so we can dramatically reduce those numbers without, because okay. There are a lot of the really stupid ones there are hundreds of, you know,
yes.
So there's no need to individually say this is stupid.
Correct.
So yeah, that's another thing we need to work on tomorrow. I mean, it's
good thing.
I was hoping to do something fun tomorrow. Turns out all we have to do is work.
We'll have fun later.
Fine. We'll have fun. So we're officially going back to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge in January.
Oh yeah.
Did you reserve the?
No.
You did not reserve the bed and muffin.
I will.
You should. You should. That those. We might not get to be exposed to enough Hello Kitty while we're there if you don't.
I'll see
it.
What I can do about getting better internet there too.
It's gonna be even weirder after. Writing all that stuff I wrote about how creepy Hello Kitty is.
Still creepy.
Hi, Itty Kitty.
Yep.
Kunta Kitty. Pretty Queezer says, Riff may be interested to know there's a bar in Durango, Colorado, which serves a martini made with absinthe. It's the only place in the States I've ever seen this stuff.
Huh. Was that absinthe and gin or absinthe and vermouth?
I think absinthe and gin would be pretty gross. I really can't imagine mixing it with anything apart
yeah.
from, you know, like, more water.
And you just put an olive in it?
Where did that just show up or something?
What are you talking about?
That Durango thing.
Deathliv says, the RNG seems to love giving non-combats in the pyramid, and after the quest is completed, it gives it many times in a row. That's weird.
Huh.
NMT student says, can you get your sound levels any more level? No.
Our levels are unlevel.
AkAkAk47 says, I'm not kidding. Here's a fun trick. Save the number of an iPhone at the store and call it back later. Make sure it is *69 so it's blocked.
Yeah, I did that, actually.
What does that mean? What?
I mean, you can call all of the phones in the Apple Store are
right.
Actually live phone numbers.
Okay.
So you could call back. And then you can call back and ask for something.
Right.
And *69 prevents your number from showing up. Or *70, I think is what it
is. Yeah, I was going to say, it prevents you from getting *69.
Right. I did it just to test how the conversation thing was. I tested myself. But then I cleared the conversation, so my number was not stored in the phone.
I see. You really had to...
I spent some time there. I spent some time there.
NMT student suggests taking a shit in the aisle to wreak havoc on a plane. I don't think that was the kind of havoc. Oh, fuck. You know what else it is?
What is?
Oh, no, wait. Is it August?
It is currently August.
It is currently August.
Yes.
Okay. So we don't have to come up with the new two Mr. A familiars until a month from now.
No.
We have some
shit. I'd forgotten about that, too.
And that's several days after the beginning of the month, anyway.
Yeah. Several days before the pretentious artist's wedding.
That's gonna be cool.
Southwest says, why are the pool ball blessings of the green and blue spirits swapped? Bug or odd, strange, nonsensical feature?
That's all Riff.
None of the programming is Riff.
Well, but you came up with everything. If it's wrong...
I mean, I think it's working the way that it's supposed to. Preenqueezer says, the nice thing about that bar is that they have beginner, intermediate, and advanced martinis, so it's a challenge to drink more or stronger drinks.
Huh.
Hey, are we doing the Bukowski's thing?
What do you mean, are we doing? Like,
we figured out
when you're there?
We figured out we could do it in a month, right?
Oh my god.
I mean, you're not going to want to do it leading up to the mystery hunt.
Yeah.
So explain the.
So there's the Bukowski's is a bar in Boston. There's a couple locations, and they have a dead authors club where you if you drink one of every kind of beer that they offer, which is 100 different kinds of beers. Or you have to drink 100 different kinds of beer within a year. And they have like 120, so you don't have to drink everything, I think. Then they will give you your own mug in the bar, engraved with the name of your favorite dead author that is not already taken. And then you get 16 ounces of any draft beer that they have instead of 12 or something. Or 20 ounces
every
instead
day
of 16.
For free.
No, whenever you order a beer. So it's like extra.
So you just get a free beer every time you order a beer?
It's not double. It's not twice the amount of beer. It's like oh, if it's not
oh,
a bottle
oh,
of beer,
so, okay.
It's just a larger glass that they will
I
fill
see.
To
right.
capacity when you order.
Out of multiple bottles?
I don't know. I don't know if it's... I mean, like, I don't know if they do it on bottled beer. That would be weird, but I think it's out of...
If it was a larger-than-average draft beer thing, then...
I don't know.
I mean, and it's really the journey, not the destination. Yeah. That's the important thing. I mean, I feel like we could do it pretty painlessly in a month.
It's pretty pricey. I mean, there's a lot of expensive beers on that list.
I mean, how much did the trip to Belgium cost, you know? I mean, I'm clearly willing to... You know, like, okay, like, the most expensive
beers.
Book in the world is still worth buying is a book, you know? Like, I mean, probably not. That Codex Serafinianicus or whatever, like...
It's pretty damn cool.
No, it's cool. Like, that's... Yeah.
Especially if you're into that sort of...
No, I mean, a couple...
Fake objects.
Yeah, I mean, it's not $600 or $700 anymore,
yeah.
Right? You know, like it used to be.
Yeah, it was like... I forget what I paid for it, but it wasn't anywhere near that. Yeah.
I mean, three beers a day. Like, it's not like I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Spend, you know, like $15 a day on beer for a month, and it's, you know,
it's more than that though.
Is it?
Yeah, because I mean, just because the.
I guess their selection is kind of fancy.
The Chimay's are all
$6 or $7 a bottle, probably.
$8 or $9,
oh, yeah.
I think. And then there's some more expensive beers, and then there's some really. Terrible beers that I've had there too.
Well, I mean,
like concept beers that are just like there was the beer that tasted like you were drinking blood. It felt thick and it was salty and it looked really dark, almost red. It was awful. Awful. I've never had anything quite so bad. So it was some sort of sausage beer or something. It was really weird.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's awful.
Anyway, I want to do it.
Well, you're welcome to.
What's gonna start? No, I'm saying I want us to do
it. Oh,
we need more beer stories.
We'd have to go there every day too.
Yeah, though. But you live close to it.
No. It's on the other side of Cambridge.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Used,
we.
I used to live within walking distance.
Yeah,
Mr. Mag.
Mr. Mag drove us there.
Yeah.
All right, so we go, we get Mr. Mag involved in the project, too. Every day, Mr. Mag, we want you to drive, you know, forget your kids, drive from wherever you live over to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, get us, take us to Bukowski's, take us home.
Wow, yeah. That's going to work out real well.
Okay, so we get a hotel next to Bukowski's.
Okay.
For a month.
Okay.
This trip is getting more expensive, right? Quickly.
We'll build a hotel.
Okay, right.
Next to Bukowski's.
We buy Bukowski's and change the rules.
Or the location.
Okay, we buy Bukowski's and move it over by your house.
That works pretty well.
We can move it into the downstairs of the Bed and Muffin.
That sounds good.
Because Bukowski's has internet, so...
Right.
They'll bring their internet with them.
Alright. These are all good.
Do you really think that you'd be able to convince that woman to get internet access in the...
If we paid for it.
That's true. I mean, I guess getting a month of internet service and bringing a wireless router would be cheaper than staying at a place that already had internet.
Yeah.
That was in also charging you $10 a day. I mean, we could also...
They have cable there, I assume.
What we could also do is we could get a wireless N router for Fuzzle Faggot Ridge and put a repeater on the roof and just see... If that would work.
Does the range just go like crazy?
The range is, it claims like 3 times range.
Huh. Well, I mean, we could do the thing with the Pringles can or whatever.
The directional
antenna.
Yeah.
And that would work pretty well. Because you can set a pretty significant line of sight networks that way. If you have the two cans pointed at each other or whatever.
Yeah.
And that, I'd be fine with that.
It'd be a fun project.
Yeah. That would be cool. We need to recruit serious puzzle types from the KOL community for
the mystery hunt.
For the mystery hunt for our team. We should take it this year. It should be ours.
Team disappointment.
Team disappointment.
It's, I mean, you're just always going to be sad because everybody, you know, at the end of the first day when everybody decides to go to bed, that's when it slips through your fingers, you
that's
know?
That's true. That's true.
Yes. Southwest says, will there be any more tameable turtles coming our way, or are the turtles we can get now all that we'll see?
There's another turtle update in the wings.
Yeah, yeah. There were several in the wings, actually. There's
some turtles have wings.
Right, like those the ones in the 1-2 that are bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They lose the wings once you hit them once.
Well, right.
Wish there were some more questions.
You know, the problem is that we have fewer people listening to...
Right. Putineska says that we should build a hovel out of dollar store straws. That would definitely save us some money. And brings it full circle. What was I about to do? Oh, I was going to go look at the newest XKCD comic, which...
I've been reading this DM of the Rings thing that Lore linked off of Slumbering Lungfish. And it's pretty fucking funny.
The what of the rings?
DM of the Rings. It's a retelling of Lord of the Rings as though it were a bunch of guys in a D&D campaign.
Oh, DM.
Yeah.
Of the Rings. I see. How is it different at all?
They argue a lot more.
Oh. It's the players and not the characters.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Porcupine Spotter says a turtle update means that you can re-implement the white belt. Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, yeah. That's in fact what it's waiting for. In fact,
that is what it's waiting for.
Why is there a V for Vendetta mask here?
Jim got that, or Xenophobe got that somewhere, and I don't know where. And every now and then he puts it on, and it's goddamn creepy.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool in the movie and all, but.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to what you guys were talking about.
The V for Vendetta mask.
The Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's... I don't like that thing at all.
We could just have a really long outro.
Haha, the Beowulf always wins. I'm going to refresh the questions one more time. Verax Flail says, I wonder if airport security would stop you for having cheap dollar store straws. I mean, if they shatter in your lips, it could be considered a weapon.
I mean, a freaking soda can that you're, you know, that you can get on the plane. You could cut that thing in half, and the aluminum could be easily turned into a knife edge.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're done. You don't have to bring anything on with you. It's there on the plane. They serve it to you.
British soccer hooligans regularly, fold newspapers into cudgels that they use to kill each other with. I mean...
That guy in prison made a crossbow out of paper. They have a Wikipedia article about them. About soccer hooligans or cudgels?
About this particular type of... folded newspaper cudgel. It's got a name, but I don't remember what it is. It's like the Hurlingham brick or something like that. Except it's not Hurlingham. It's Cockney or, I don't know, some region of London brick is what it's called.
I found out that a long-lost friend of mine who went off to London to go to film school, the person that I sort of was always like wondering if I'd meet up when we were out there, she... formed a band and toured around, was touring around England and stuff. Like, she was in some sort of like indie band that actually like has an album out and on their second album and stuff like that. So,
Nightmare says that the Hurlingham brick should totally be an item.
Probably.
I guess I should try and look up what it's actually called.
They used to call me the Effingham brick.
No, they were just referring to your fucking handbrake.
Porcupine Spotter says, "Why am I Spotter?" One time when I worked at at Intel, I overheard this conversation. It was like that. What was the accounts receivable? Hold, please. Or what? What was it that she repeats over and over again in Office Space? The woman answering the phone. Just a moment. Anyway, rather than it being that woman, I would overhear just the most ridiculous conversations from the cubicle next to mine. This woman, who was some kind of low level manager, and she was having a conversation with somebody about some movie that she saw with James Spader in it, and the other person was like, "Are you sure it isn't James Spader?" And then, "No, it's pronounced Spader." And so, it's just every time I see the word Spader, it's just Spader from now on, because it's kind of got out of hand. Yeah. I guess it wasn't that good of a story.
The idea of you listening through the wall is kind of.
You can't help it, though. I mean,
cubicles?
Yeah, you just hear everything. I fucking hate cubicles, man. Raph Koster's office. No cubicles.
That's true.
Everybody in one big room. Maybe I should move back out into this office when...
That would be a bad idea.
I don't know. I kind of like having that one room where it's clean and everything is soft.
You could do both. You could have computers in both places.
I don't want to buy another computer.
You don't have to.
I don't want to. I wonder if Scully's planning on taking that with him. It's sort of like at work. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we could use that office for something else if I move out of it.
Basketball court. Sauna.
I just wonder if I just.
We could fill it with the foam. I was going to say there's a playground ball pit.
Oh, yeah, ball pit.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
What about a ball peen hammer pit?
Ow. That would not be fun to dive into.
Be useful if you needed a ball peen hammer.
Or eight. If you wanted to juggle ball peen hammers.
I find clubs sort of annoying to juggle.
Oh, yeah?
I spent a lot of time trying to learn how to juggle.
You could juggle spades.
That's true.
You could call each one a spade. What was on the way up?
Are you sure it's not a spod?
Yeah, it's a spod. NMT student says, what about wooden carved shanks that you can just keep in your pocket through security? And yeah, the newspaper is a hurty fucking weapon, I know. NMT's grammar program really sucks a lot of ass. Or at least their typing program. You know, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg teaches typing. Allen Ginsburg teaches typing. Who? Oh, Mavis Beacon. not Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I was thinking Ruth Fuzzy.
Allen Ginsburg teaches typing. It's a great program. ASDF. JKL. / Starving, hysterical, naked. And then you just had to start typing stuff about having sex with boys. That's how you get to the next level of Allen Ginsberg teaches typing. Alan Dean Foster teaches typing. All you can type is bad novelizations of science fiction movies.
I used to read a lot of Alan Dean Foster when I was a kid.
Jodie Foster teaches typing, so all you can write is essays about how awesome it would be if somebody murdered the president for you. I'm going to see if a dead heart is ready to end this abortion
this
in progress. Sorry, folks. This is what happens when nothing happens with the game for a long time and nobody has anything to talk about. I guess I'll go out on another. Oh, how about they might be Giants? Although I want to play something weird.
You had said, weren't you going to do Dead Milkman or something?
I don't have any. I don't have any because this laptop only has the media that I took with me just to fill in shows that we did from Puzzle Faggot Ridge and from London. So I just grabbed like a couple gigs of music. 3.37 gigs of music. Something off John... No, we listened to a bunch of stuff off John Henry. Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't decide, man. What was I wanted to play something off of the guitar.
Gently Weeps.
How about Welcome to the Jungle? That's nice and short. All right. We'll see you guys. I probably will not do the show on Monday, but I'll definitely be here next Thursday. So, until then, sayonadios.
Ciao. Bye.
Welcome to the Jungle Gym. Welcome to the Jungle Gym. Welcome to it, Jim. Welcome to the Jungle Hand. Welcome to the Jungle Dan. Welcome to it, John. Think you're gonna like, I think you're gonna like it. Once you give it a jungle a chance, think you're gonna like it. Once you give it a chance. In the jungle. In the jungle. In the jungle. Now you will be with me. Put your hand in my hand. Lift up the rock and see all the things that share the jungle with us. Push me in the faith again. Push me in the faith again. Push me in the faith. Push me in the faith again. Push me in the faith again. Push me in the faith. Didn't it be like I didn't it be like the last time when you pushed me in the faith. Didn't it be like the last time when you pushed my faith. In the jet. In the jungle, in the jungle. Now you will be with me. Put your hand in my hand. Lift up the rock and see all the things that live in the jungle with us. Put your hand near the bar. We are so much like them. See how the bug reacts to your hand in the same way as I.